The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 26th of March. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Dundalk manager Vinnie Perth says football needs to take a backseat during the coronavirus pandemic. Dundalk are one of the League of Ireland clubs that are able to pay their players, something Perth is grateful for, but wishes to downplay.
The bigger community and the wider community is more important than football at this stage. So absolutely concerned about everybody and everything else around the world. But yeah, I suppose it was a strange one when you got confirmation that, you know, everything was sound in Dundalk, and you see other clubs having to announce the opposite as such in terms of not being able to pay players. So it left you with a strange feeling, because I didn't want to be the one saying, oh, we're all right, Jack. And, you know, there's people in our community who in Dundalk who have lost their jobs.
Elsewhere in football, Premier League stars are expecting to be asked to defer their pay during the pandemic. Manchester United are being linked with a move for Jadon Sancho, the young England player that lines out for Borussia Dortmund. Now, Kevin Doyle and Kevin Kilbane spoke to Joe Molloy on OTB Sports Radio last night about the Republic of Ireland's first game at Croke Park against Wales back in 2007. Doyle also spoke about the Steve Staunton era as a whole and said it all went downhill after the heavy defeat in Cyprus.
5-2, you know, we couldn't have been dreamed of Ireland being so successful for a long time, and this was the first time we'd really been turned over and turned over convincingly by any sort of so-called minnow. I remember flying, we flew into Dublin straight from the game, flew straight back to Dublin and getting in, and the morning papers were out, and I'll never forget the front page, I'm not sure which one, the Irish papers, but it was just a picture of the starting 11 and the headline, and nothing else in the paid headline said, wanted for crimes against Irish football. And I just don't think we ever recovered for that. From that, it was massively on the back foot. Yeah. You know, there was so much things going on around the training around the emphasis. You know, I can't remember, there was clowns or something being sent to the training ground to try getting a picture with Stannon and stuff like that. And it just brought this really, you know, sort of a, you know, I don't know, like they were trying to take the piss out of us all the time, or take the piss out of Stannon. It was hard to recover from it.
Ronan O'Gara has been detailing what things are like in France during the coronavirus pandemic. The La Rochelle coach says life is in a state of lockdown.
You're entitled to kind of a 20-minute walk in the morning and then maybe the same in the evening. But I think at this stage, people have realised the severity of the disease, and people, I think, are smart enough to realise to give yourself the best opportunity not to get it. So don't mix with people. It's gone that far over here.
O'Gara was joined by Peter Stringer for a look back at their partnership with Munster and Ireland. You can check out the full interview on offtheball.com. All GA facilities are to remain closed until April the 19th. Director General Tom Ryan's requested all pitches, walkways and gathering areas be sealed off in line with new government guidelines. Ryan says they're working hard to ensure the GAA is in the best possible state when games are allowed to resume. The fate of this year's Wimbledon Championships will be decided next week. An emergency meeting of the All England Club's main board will decide whether to postpone, cancel or go ahead with the 134th Championships. The French Open at Roland Garros has already been pushed back to late September. The All England Club say postponing or cancelling the Championships are options, but not playing behind closed doors. The Racing Post is to cease publishing for the time being. The specialist publication has been in business since 1986. Don't forget OTBAM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30 this morning. Our special guest is Mayo football legend Andy Moran. Then later on OTB Sports Radio, which you can listen to on the Go Loud app, we'll be speaking to John Giles, and the Classic Game Club will feature Liverpool's 5-0 win over Nottingham Forest from 1988. That's the OTB Brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.